bell ring, time for Norman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's rabbit business is flourishing beyond their fondest expectations. Although they haven't realized any revenue from them as yet, they are multiplying so fast it's become a serious problem how to feed them and where to put them. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store seriously discussing their predicament. Cedric is back in the feed room. Listen.
Yeah, we got to do something about it, Abner. That's all there are to it. Our store business, it just went down something wonderful.
Oh, we ain't doing no business here in the store at all. But our rabbits is increasing every day.
Yeah, eventually we're going to make some money out of these rabbits, all right. But we got to make some money out of something to pay for their feed. The only way I know to do it is out of the store business. Less than we had a gold mine.
No, we can't make no money on the amount of business we're doing here lately, I'll tell you that.
That's what I say. Something's got to be done. Folks don't like to trade in here when all they can see is rabbits. Shelves full of rabbits, pens full of rabbits, rabbits running all over the store. Got to where you can't move nothing around here without a rabbit hopping out from behind it.
Well, you just can't help it, Lum. Every time you open a door to feed them, why, one of them little rascals scoots out past you in spite of all you can do.
Yeah, we got to get them out of here, that's the thing. Some of the women customers is afraid of them. One of them run out from under behind that cracker barrel this morning, the Widder Abernethy stood flat-footed and jumped clean up on that counter there.
Yeah, I seen her. Well, I've had two or three customers tell me they weren't going to trade here till we got shut of them rabbits.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we got to move them. That's all we are to it.
Whereabouts are we going to put them, though?
Well, that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about. I reckon you've got room for them over there at your place.
My place? What's the matter at your place?
Well, there ain't nothing to feed them over there. You've got some crops in over there at your place.
Not me. Elizabeth has. You know Dad blame well she ain't going to get out there in that hot sun and plow half a day at a time and then feed the crops to the rabbits.
Half a day at a time?
Yeah, that's just about all she has time for, she says. Again, she gets in from the field and gets the house straightened up and the milking and churning done. Gets the stock and chickens fed and the wood chopped and supper ready for me while the day's gone. I don't know what goes with her time. Just don't know.
Well, you got to recollect, Admiral. Elizabeth ain't as young as she used to be. Ain't as agile.
No, she ain't. I just noticed the other day, I was sitting there on the front porch watching her out there in the yard chopping wood. She can't even handle an axe like she used to.
Well, natural she can't at her age.
She'd take three or four licks at a stick of wood there. She ought to cut in two in one lick. I just got to feeling so sorrowful for her that I finally just got up and went out there and taken the axe away from her and told her to sit down and rest herself till I sharpened it for her.
Well, that was mighty thought of you.
And on the other hand now, I believe she's got as good a crop this year as I've ever saw her put in.
Did she raise any alfalfa this year?
Oh, law me, I don't know, Lum. I never butt into her business. Got a good stand of corn, though. I was sitting on the fence looking over the field Sunday. She's got as fine a field of corn as a crow ever flew over.
Well?
And I told her so, too.
Well, good for you. You ought to brag on her more, Abner.
Well, I can't too much, Lum. It just embarrasses the life out of her for me to say nice things like that about her. Her face gets red, and she twists and squirms, eyes puddle up. She just can't stand for me to brag on her.
Well, she appreciates it, though.
Oh, yeah. She's always writing her folks and tell them how well I've done on my farm over there.
How well you've done?
Yeah.
As I wish she had room for them rabbits. She'd be a good one to look after them.
Yeah. I just don't believe she's got time for him, old lum.
Wait a minute. I, Granny's, I've got Idy.
Huh?
Yonder comes Grandpappy Spears. Maybe he's got room for him over there at his place.
Yeah, now his woman's got a good garden. I don't know what she's got in it.
Maybe we can make a deal with him on a credit till we sell the rabbits.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't
let
on.
No.
He don't know what he's getting into. Come in, Grandpap.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Ben. Howdy.
Have a chair. Set yourself down.
Yeah, thank you, Abner. Hot out.
Oh, yes, it is. You feeling as good as you want to, Grandpap?
Well, I don't know. I'm just only tolerably, Abner.
Well?
Sort of like water in a barrel, just sloshing around here and yonder.
Uh-huh.
Hey, say, you fellas is really getting the rabbits, ain't you?
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you about that, Grandpap. See if we couldn't make some kind of a deal with you to take care of them for us over there at your place.
Oh, law me, lum. I don't know nothing about rabbits. No, wouldn't want to fool with them.
Well, we've got to move them out of the store here, and we just ain't got no place to put them.
Yeah, if we just had a little parcel of ground around here someplace, we could keep the rabbits on it and raise feed for them both.
Yeah, that'd be the thing. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why don't you fellas buy some of that tax property they're selling tomorrow?
What tax property?
Well, they're selling the deal income property, and they're at the county seat tomorrow.
I never know nothing about it.
Me neither.
Is there anything around here listed?
Oh, my, yeah, a lot of places.
Well?
Yeah, the old Corny Struby place down there, across from Jim Collins's, for sale.
Well, they paid an awful big price for that property. They bought it during the boom here, you know.
Yeah, he always bought stuff at the higher prices. I heard him say that.
Yeah, Corny would do it every time.
And there's the old Professor Hinkle place on the list. That's got alfalfa done planted on it, too. Just what you're needing.
Yeah, I know that place. Granny says a house and some barns on that, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't know how good shape they're in, though. Ain't nobody lived on the place since the old man passed on about 3 years ago.
Well, reckon how come they ain't paid taxes on him?
Why, he left it to a brother of his over in one of them fern country summers. I just reckon he figured it weren't worth paying taxes on, I don't know.
Did that list in the paper say how much they was getting the place, Grandpap?
Yeah, I believe it did, Lum, but I don't recollect for sure what it was. I believe it said $24, though.
Why, that's just like stealing it.
Stealing it? Well, we better just leave it alone, then.
I mean, it's so cheap.
I don't care what it is. Stealing is stealing. Just as bad to steal a nickel as it is a dollar. Right now.
I know that, Abner.
Well, that makes it that much worse than stealing and knowing you're doing it.
I mean, if we can get that piece of property...
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Lum Edwards.
I ain't going to steal no property. How could I steal a farm?
I don't know. Now, don't try to get me to tell you how to do it. You could haul it off a truckload at a time, but I don't know where you'd put it. If you had a farm to put it on, you wouldn't need nothing. No use to stack them on top of one another.
Well, will you shut up? I'm trying to figure out some way to pay for this.
Well, that's better. I'm glad you changed your mind. I might have saved you some real trouble there.
Yeah, more than likely. They have to have the cash on them, the Lincoln tax sales, right at the time, don't they, Grandpap?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be spot cash.
Annie, who's got that kind of money around here?
Cedric's got better than $40, Lum.
My goodness, I never thought about him. Yeah, Cedric's her man. Is he still back in the feed room?
I reckon so. He was a while ago.
Wait a minute. Cedric? Cedric, come on up to the front.
Bob?
Come on up here. We want to talk to you, Cedric.
Just let me handle it, Abner. I'll talk him into it.
Yeah.
Well, here you fella. I've got to get on back to the place. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, so long, Grandpap.
Yeah, much obliged for telling us about that place, Grandpap.
Not at all. I just hope you fellas get it.
Oh, sit down, Cedric. Sit down.
Here, small. What was you on with me, Mr. Lum?
Why, Cedric, did you ever think about going into the real estate business?
What kind of business is that, Mr. Lum?
Buying property, farms, and stuff like that. Grandpap was just telling us that the old Professor Hinkle place is selling tomorrow into county seat, just for the taxes.
$24.
Yeah. And we thought maybe you'd like to put up the money and go in with us and buy it.
No, Mama, don't much believe a word.
No.
See, we figured we could put all the rabbits over there.
Yeah, they've a crop of alfalfa on it, and it ain't been cut in 2 years. It'd be good feed.
Yes, Mom.
And I was thinking if you and Clarabelle ever get married, and why, you and her could live over there.
Sure.
We wouldn't charge you a nickel rent. And it's a pretty nice little house on it. You could fix it up with honeysuckles over the door and flowers in the yard and all that stuff.
All the flower beds outlined with snuff bottles look awful pretty, said Fisher.
Sounds good, all right.
Good swept front yard. She could fix it up awful nice.
I can see her now, you coming home from work. Her running down the path to meet you, love in her eyes and a basket of roses on her arm.
And you can have a third interest in it just for paying the taxes, Cedric.
Yeah, what do you think about it now, Cedric?
Well, it sounds pretty good to me, all right.
Grannies, I know that I could make it sound good to you.
Mom, you sure did. Made it sound so good, I think I'll just go in there and buy it for myself. I'll be back after a while. I want to go tell Clarabelle about it.